Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Today we have a very special guest. We have Yumiko from Hana Floral. Welcome and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kelsey. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's going to be so helpful to photographers to have the perspective of a florist, because I feel like oftentimes we are ships in the night on a wedding day. And if we see the florist at all, it's usually really quickly in passing. So I'm really excited to pick your brain and just get from your perspective, sort of how we can be a better teammate on a wedding day to florists and what advice you would have for wedding photographers. But before we jump in, I would love if you could introduce yourself and just say a little bit about your business, where you're located and kind of, you know, what your team is like, anything you want to share.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Yumiko Fletcher. I'm the owner and creative director of Hana Floral Design. This is our 20th year of business. I started in 2004. So it's
congratulations.
A very exciting year for us. Thank you so much. Yes. And we are located in Mystic, Connecticut, technically Stonington, Connecticut. But if you know the area, it's kind of a little bit of both. And we've been here pretty much from the get-go. I left New York City post 9/11 and moved my way up here, and pretty much started my business a year after my daughter was born, so 20 years ago. And we have a brick and mortar location right on Holm Street, which is next to the engine room if you're ever in downtown Mystic. But you know, that location does not prevent us from traveling. We travel everywhere throughout the state, Rhode Island, New England, New York, and destination. So it's just our hub. It's where everything comes out of, but we do go everywhere.
Yeah. Well, first, congratulations, because 20 years in the wedding industry is...
Yeah, I feel like a dinosaur.
I was going to say a true veteran and expert.
Well, thank you. And a dinosaur. Yeah.
No, I feel that also. After I passed the 10-year mark in business, I'm like, oh wow, I have been doing this for a minute. We've worked on a couple weddings together, a couple in Rhode Island, one in Connecticut, and Yumiko is just an amazing floral genius. So let's dive right into the content here. So I'm going to ask you, from the perspective of a florist, what is one piece of advice that you can offer to wedding photographers that would benefit both of your businesses? So both the business of a florist and your work that you're doing on a wedding day, but also a wedding photographer and their work.
Sure. Well, you know, first things first, your work, the work of the photographer, is the proof of the wedding for all of us, right? So we want those pictures. We want as many pictures as possible, especially in this day and age where so many prospective couples are researching their vendors online on social media. So we want as many amazing images from our photographer friends as possible. The one thing I would say for any florist, but this is an absolute for me, when I work with photographers, I really do want and look for photographers who showcase the floral in natural light, that is not edited in a way that obscures the actual colors of the flowers. You know, so as much as I love some of the new looks of photography, you know, there's been in 20 years, I've seen a lot of different trends come and go,
Sure.
both with floral and photography. So, you know, something that's highly edited in an antiqued way with a sepia tone, something like that, is just not beneficial to florists, because it doesn't showcase the flower in its true colors.
Yeah.
So those are pictures that I just really very rarely, if at all, will post on my Instagram or use on my website.
Yes.
And so that's a disservice to the photographer too, you know, because I likely won't be using those images.
Right. And it's funny that
Definitely
you say
natural
that.
light.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I was talking with a makeup artist last week. And obviously, the work of a makeup artist and a florist is very different, but she sort of alluded to the same thing. She was talking more specifically about lip color, but she's like, you know, if I we take a lot of time in picking the color scheme of the of the shades of makeup that we're going to be using. And the same can be said for florals that I'm sure that you're spending a lot of creative energy and time with your couples picking out the colors and the shades, and to have photos come back that don't look like
Match.
the that don't match.
Yeah, quite literally, sometimes it's like that's not the true color of that flower, you know. And I will say, you know, of course, every photographer edits and, you know, might use some extra, you know, filtering or light
Sure.
exposure, that sort of thing. But as long as it's in the natural, you know, the natural light and isn't, you know, manipulated in such a way that it's no longer the same color from that day, you know. So that's probably my number one for sure.
I think that is awesome, and such good advice. And it is true that if you're sharing the work of a photographer, like especially if we're talking about Instagram, that can really be a benefit to a photographer. Like if a photographer is producing work that really showcases a florist's work in a great way, then the florist is going to post that, and then that's more traffic being driven back to a photographer. So this is like
Absolutely.
exactly what we're talking about in the win-wins of how can we elevate both of our
Each other.
businesses.
Absolutely. It's 100%.
Okay, so I would love to dive into a couple short Q&As.
Sure.
So I polled my Instagram audience and asked wedding photographers, what are your burning questions for florists? Like if you could sit down and have coffee with a florist, what would you be asking them? And by far the most popular question was if a photographer would like to get some extra florals for flat lays, what is the best way to go about getting those?
Yeah, for sure. So definitely the, you know, invitation suite detail image is very popular. And it happens normally during the getting ready period, before first look. So typically what we try to do is we, you know, unless we're working with a planner, which we do many times, we try to deliver those flowers separately in along with the bouquets when we deliver the bouquets to the room. So this way they're in there with, you know, with the bouquets, with the invitation suite and in any other detail shots the photographer might be capturing. I will say, please, if you ever work with me, find us, because if we don't leave you that little vase of extras, we have plenty of extras wherever we are setting up. Don't cut from the bouquets. Like, please don't cut from the bouquets. You know, even if you just snip one little flower, you know, it could make a difference in the composition. So, we always have extras with us, but we try our very best to deliver them with the bouquets. That way, there's a vase ready, they're fresh, and they're specific to those detail shots.
Do you think that most florists would be receptive to receiving an email ahead of the wedding day? Because I think that maybe a common problem is that maybe photographers are mentioning this to their clients, but then it gets lost in translation. And so if a photographer really wants to ensure that that is something that they have, do you think that florists would be receptive to receiving an email, or do you think the better route is to try to find them in person on the wedding day? Do you have any thoughts
Yeah,
there?
I'm happy. I mean, I personally would rather know ahead of time. That way we make sure that we have extras set aside for that. And again, because we're delivering it most likely with the bouquets, you know, to the room. So for sure, I absolutely email away. I don't think anything's, you know, That doesn't seem intrusive at all to me.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay, so the next question would be, do you have any general tips for photographers to help keep florals looking their best? And I know that this doesn't necessarily all fall on photographers, and sometimes there are elements that are out of our control, but oftentimes you are dropping off these flowers. So maybe let's focus specifically on a bride's bouquet and bridesmaids' bouquets, and you're dropping them off, but then we are often, sometimes being trans we're transporting them with the bride and bridesmaids from one location to another, or we're out in the elements. Do you have any tips that we can sort of keep an eye out for to help keeping the flowers look their best?
Well, we certainly do our best ahead of time. When we're about to deliver the bouquets, we always deliver in water. We always spray them ahead of time before they're delivered. And of course, you need to take those first look shots and, those, portrait shots ahead of time. And that might mean you're out in the sun for a bit, but I would just suggest as much as you can to stay out of the blaring, bright, straight ahead sunlight as much as possible for the sake of the bouquets. But they should be okay. Like if they're fresh and they just came out of a cooler and they're in water and they've been sprayed, which is all the things that we do ahead of time, then they should be all right an hour or so before your ceremony,
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah. And then final question, because this is such a nuanced thing for wedding photographers specifically. Especially if there is not a planner, so oftentimes it falls on photographers to put on boutonnieres. So we obviously don't have visuals here, but do you have any best tips and tricks for how to put on boutonnieres? Because so often, at least in my career, I have a box of boutonnieres and eight groomsmen that need them put on. So I've always wondered, you're the professional, they come from you. So what would you say are best tips and tricks for this?
Sure. So again, we try our best if we can. We'll pin the boutonnieres on. And certainly, if we're setting up outside where first looks are happening and portraits are happening, one of us will run over and, pin the boutonnieres for
Yep.
sure. But I know I can't show this to you, but if you take the lapel, you put the boutonniere right on top of the lapel, which always is the left side, everyone. And then the pin. You face the pin up towards the person's face and you go into the jacket through the boutonniere and back out through the jacket. That means the pointy tip is facing up towards their face and it should be on the inside of the lapel. So all you see of the pin on the front part of the jacket is literally the little pearl dot, and that's it.
Okay.
And
Wow.
once you get the
Amazing.
hang of it, you will do it in 2 seconds flat. It's so fast. If I had a dime for every time a groomsman said to me, "Wow, you sure know how to do that," and
Yes.
how quickly it is very fast. And most of the time you only need the one pin, but we like to double up just in case someone is having trouble. We usually leave two pins per boutonniere. But
Yeah.
yes, pin on the outside first, then through the jacket, up through the boutonniere, and then back out of the jacket with the pin. The pointy pin facing up towards their face.
Amazing. Such a good tip. I've always wanted to hear that right from a florist.
That way
Awesome.
they will
Well,
not be upside down.
I know. So often I'll look over and there's like a poor dad trying to figure out how to get a boutonniere on, and I'm like, "Oh, buddy, let me help you."
Right. I
Yes.
know. I know.
Oh, well, Miko, this was all such good information. And thank you so much for joining us. If someone wanted to find you online or on Instagram, where would they do that?
Absolutely. Instagram at Hannah Floral, and the website is hannafloraldesign.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. I know this will be so helpful for our listeners, and we will talk with you soon. Thank
Fantastic.
you.
Thanks so much, Kelsey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, where we're setting out on a mission to become wedding photographers other vendors love to refer. For bonus content from today's episode, be sure to head to the show notes and become a subscriber on my email list. I'm sending out some bonus content exclusive for my subscribers, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. See you next time, friends.